you tonight. Appreciate the good day the Lord has blessed us with today. Thank God for old-time salvation. You know, I could still be out yonder in the world somewhere lost, or I could be in hell. But I'm glad for old-time salvation that was preached to me way back when I was a 23-year-old young man. And I'm glad that God sent Holy Ghost conviction down my way, and I was on the road towards hell, and He intercepted me along that way and gave me a chance at life, and I sure am glad I took it. Amen. Boy, the devil had a lot to offer me. He had me a gambling, making money, drinking every day, just having a good time. But boy, I tell you, when the Lord of glory hung me out over hell, son, I tell you, I woke up, and I'm glad He come my way one day. If you got your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn with me to the book of St. Mark, chapter number 10. The book of St. Mark, chapter number 10. Very familiar story here. And I've got a very simple message. And you know, I had several different messages, but this is what the Lord gave me liberty to use tonight. And so I'm just going to follow Him tonight and ask Him to help me. In verse number 17 of St. Mark, chapter number 10, the Bible says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these have I observed from my youth.' And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, 'One thing thou lackest.'" Ain't you glad that He loves sinners? Oh my, this old boy was lacking something big in his life. He said, "Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." He was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus looked round about and saith to His disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at His words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Father in heaven, Lord, we thank You, God, for the blessings of this day. Lord, thank You for the good Word of God. Thank You for the good Holy Ghost of God. Lord, I thank You, God, for my brothers and sisters that's gathered in this place. Lord, I pray tonight, God, Your will would be done through the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I pray that it might go forth and accomplish, Lord, that You're sending it for. I love You, and I pray, God, that You'd get glory and honor to Your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm interested up here in verse number 21, Jesus told this young man he lacked something. He said, "Go thy way, sell whatever you've got, give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me." He was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. I want to preach for a few minutes on this thought right here today. A day of eternal decision. A day of eternal decision. I no doubt this morning, as Brother Ken was preaching, about Naaman, the leper, and his condition, and how he needed the Lord in his life. There's no doubt that somebody in this place this morning was confronted with an eternal decision to accept Christ or reject Him, to accept grace or to take their chances at walking out of this place and going back out into the world. And this man right here, he came to Jesus on this particular day. Jesus was passing by. And I'm glad today He's still a passing by. I'm glad today He's still seeking to save them which are lost, friend. But I want you to notice a few things about this encounter that this young man had with the Lord. First of all, I want you to notice his recognition. He came to Him and He said, "Good Master, good Master." He recognized Him just as a man. Oh, no doubt. He thought, well, He's like me. He's a good man. I think this young man had a lot of self-righteousness about himself. I think he looked at himself as being a good man. And he looked at Jesus and he called Him good Master. Oh, he had some knowledge about Christ. There were some things that he said. He came to Him looking for eternal life. No doubt he'd heard Jesus before. No doubt he'd heard about Him before. The good thing that He'd done, and he knew that this was the man that could give him eternal life. And he came to and recognized Him as good Master, but he didn't recognize Him as God. That was a big mistake that he made there that day. I want you to notice how he came to Him in this recognition. He came to Him with haste. He came to Him a-running. Well, I've never seen anybody get under conviction so that they just come a-running down the aisle. But, hey, I tell you what, I'd have run from here to California when I got under conviction, friend, to get to Jesus. I tell you what, when hell gets on your trail, friend, you'll do whatever it takes to get to Him. But I want you to notice this young man. He came with haste, and he came with humility. The Bible says here that he kneeled to Him. He kneeled to Him. Can you imagine? I see him pushing his way through the crowd and doing his best to get to Jesus before he passed on out of sight. And he kneeled down before Him and he said, "Good Master, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" Oh, what was he saying right here? He came not only with haste and with humility, but he came with a hope in his heart. Oh, but he was altogether wrong. Altogether wrong. You see, when he came with haste or running, he came with a heart that wasn't ready. He came with a heart that wasn't broken. Oh, he came, friend, if he'd have come weeping, if he'd have had the conviction of God upon him. Hey, that's what's happened in a lot of people's lives. They've been tricked into coming to an altar. They've been tricked into saying some little prayer that some preacher's got them to say. Friend, there's got to be Holy Ghost conviction on a person. And I tell you what, it ain't uncommon for a person when they get under conviction to run to Him. No doubt about that. It ain't uncommon for somebody to come to Him a weeping and a crying and a begging for salvation. But this young man didn't have that condition in his heart. Oh, look, he came a running, but there's no weeping there. He came and kneeled, but there was no humility of a broken heart. Oh, he kneeled down, but friend, he wasn't broken down. I tell you, when God breaks you, when God breaks a sinner, friend, you'll fall on your face before Him and you'll cry out to Him for salvation. He came to Him. He ran and he kneeled. But look what he said. Oh, when he came with this hope, he came within his own ability. Look what he said right here. "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" It ain't nothing in what you can do, friend. It ain't nothing in what I can do. It ain't nothing in what the preacher can do, friend. It's all in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's already done, friend. Oh, if a person gets under Holy Ghost conviction, if he'll run to Jesus, if he's coming with a broken and a contrite heart and he wants salvation, friend, he ain't got to do nothing but just ask for it. I wish I could give it to you. I would. I wish you could do some good work, like he said in one of the other Gospels. He said, "What good work can I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Ain't nothing you can do, friend. It's all done been done. Oh, there's none good, no, not one. We're all as filthy rags in the nostrils of God, friend. Boy, he recognized him just as good master, not as God. Right at his feet. Right at his feet as he knelt down. His request was that of eternal life. Eternal life. You know, we live in a day and a time when people are not concerned about eternity. I remember when I was a lost man, I worried about eternity. I had a fear of dying and waking up in a devil's hell and being there for an eternity. But it seems like the day in which we live today, people have no thoughts of eternity. They're just living for today, living for a good time today, and just let tomorrow fall as it will. But I'm telling you today, there's many of people that are falling into a devil's hell because they never give any thought to an eternal God that's going to take you and put you in an eternal place one day. His request, it was intelligent. This young man was respected. He was a ruler. He was supposedly looked upon as probably a wise young man. And he had a wise request. It was an intelligent request. You see, eternity is too long to be wrong. You hear me now? Eternity is too long to be wrong. Hey, he might have been a member of the church over there. I don't know what his religious status was, but hey, he wasn't right with God. He had an intelligent request. It was an important request. Jesus was passing by. That's the time for a boy, a girl, a man, or a woman to be saved, when Jesus is passing by. When you feel him drawing in the crowd, friend, it's time to get saved then, when he's passing by. So he came. Hey, it was an important day in his life. Wonder what this day could mean to some lost sinner. Could be the most important day in somebody's life today. This church and other churches, important day. First Sunday morning in March of 1974 was the most important day in my life. That was the day that Jesus passed by. With cords of love, he spoke to me and drew me to him. I thank God for that. His request was intelligent. It was important. And it was not impossible. You see, the devil, he's a deceiver. He's a liar. He told me for many, many years that I'd gone too far, that I'd done too much, that Jesus won't save you. You're just going to make a fool out of yourself if you go down to that altar, friend. And he had me believing it. But Jesus said in this verse 27, with God, all things are possible. Listen, as Brother Ken said this morning, as it's been sung about you, you can't go too far, friend, that Jesus won't save you. Thank God for grace that they were singing about a while ago. His request. But now we see Christ's response in verse 18 through 21 right here. He confronts him about religion in verse 18. He said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That's God. 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 The Lord Jesus Christ. One way. One way. He is the way. I got an idea this old boy was probably religious. Because he knew the commandments, didn't he? He said, well, I've kept them all. That was a bold statement, wasn't it? He confronts him about his religion. He confronts him about his righteousness. When he mentions the commandments to him, he said, boy, I've observed them all, Lord. I've kept them from my youth. I'm a good boy. A lot of good folks in hell. A lot of good folks die and go to hell because they think they're good. Your goodness is just good enough to get you into hell. There's none good but one, Jesus said, and that's God. He died to pay our sin debt. And then in verse 21, he confronts him about his riches. One thing thou lackest, go and sell. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. He was lacking in one area of his life. You see what he was lacking in, friend? He had a God already. A God with a little g. It was his riches. That's what he was holding on to. That's what he was trusting in. Can I ask you something tonight? What are you hanging on to? Hey, is it your pride? What's wrong with you tonight, friend? Heaven and hell is out in front of us somewhere. One of these days we're going to go out of here and we're going to meet God just as we are. One thing, just one thing lackest thou. One thing. Now he dealt with him about his riches. He said, go. He said, come. And he said, follow. Go and get rid of that little God that you're hanging on to. It might be a God of alcohol. It might be a God of drugs. It might be a God of some little old sin that you just think you can't turn loose of. Can I tell you, when the Lord saved me, alcohol had me hooked. Gambling had me hooked. I didn't think I could turn them loose. But let me tell you something. Hey, with God's help, I was able to. After He saved me. After He saved me. I was willing though. Yeah, I remember the very words I said that many years ago. I said, Lord, if I'll take up the cross and lay all my sins down and follow You, would You have me? And just like that, He took me. And He saved my soul from hell. What's got you? Can I ask you? Lost sinner, what's got you? What are you hanging on to? This man, he was a good man, well respected in the community, but he was lacking in his life. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast. Come, take up the cross. And then he said, follow me. That's what Christ wants of us. Follow Him. Well, where was he going? He was headed to Calvary. He was headed there to sacrifice and to serve you and me and all of mankind. He was going there to pay this young man's sin debt. And all he said was, go and get rid of this little God in your life. Come follow me. Take up your cross. He's still asking that of his children today. Follow me. Follow me to Calvary. Sacrifice. Serve me. Serve you, fellow man. What he's asking of us today. His recognition, his request, Christ's response. Now his resolve. The Lord had laid it all in his hands now. It was his time to choose. It was his decision to make. Whether to accept or reject the message that Christ had given him right here, friend. It was a personal decision. Personal. The Bible says that Jesus, beholding him, loved him. His eyes was fixed on this young man. And he loved him. Christ knew he was going to walk away. But he loved him anyway. I'm glad Jesus loves sinners. I'm glad He's long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's a personal decision. It was a paramount decision. You know, when God comes to a person, convicts that person, it may not be anybody else in the house that knows it. They're confronted with a paramount decision, the biggest decision in their life will be to choose Christ or reject Christ, to choose heaven or choose hell. It's simple, but it's big. Biggest decision that I've ever made in my life. And we're faced with decisions every day. But the biggest decision I ever made was to follow Christ, to call upon Him. It was a personal decision. It was a paramount decision, but it was a parting decision. You see, the Bible says He was sad at that saying, and He went away grieved, for He had great possessions. My goodness, what a terrible, terrible day to make that decision. He went away. A parting decision. But I'm afraid it was a permanent decision. For I don't find Him anywhere else in the Bible where He ever came back to Christ and He ever received Him. He falls off of the pages of your Bible, never to be heard of again. Just like old King Agrippa. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, but he falls off the pages of the Bible, never to be persuaded. Oh, Felix said, at some more convenient time, I'll call on you. That convenient time never come. He fell off the pages of the Word of God, probably in hell today, wishing for one more chance. His resolve. Lastly, His report. His report is a report of rejection. You see, he was deceived by his riches. Riches are good. Money has its place. If money is serving you and you're not serving money, you better get those things straight in your life. Money will become your God. You'll be serving the God of money and you'll wake up one day and life will be gone. Oh, listen to me. He was deceived by his riches. He was deceived by his righteousness. He thought he was a good man. He thought he could just come up there and do some little good work. He'd get eternal life. He was damned by his rejection. He came running, kneeling before the Lord. Can I tell you this? He went from the feet to the fire. No doubt he's in hell today. Can you imagine getting that close to Christ, falling at His feet, and getting up, going away sorrowful because He wouldn't meet the demands of the Word of God? I wouldn't trade heaven for the world, would you? You hear what I'm saying? I wouldn't trade heaven for the world. But that's what a lot of folks are doing. The devil's got a lot to offer. He's got the pleasures. He's got the possessions. He's got a lot of things to offer you, friend. But he can't offer you salvation. He can't offer you salvation. Would you stand with me around the house tonight? Would y'all come with a song, Brother David?